Good morning and welcome to WJBM Studio. With us today, we have Jane Morgan and Steve Spencer with the River County News. Jane is the manager, and Steve, he does the regional reporting and the editor. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Well, tell me a little bit about what's going on, Jane.
Okay. A lot of people say River County News, and they think, where is that? Well, we were purchased in 2021 by Better Newspapers, and we are five newspapers here: Jersey County Journal, Calhoun News Herald, Green Prairie Press, Scott County Times, and the Pike Press.
Woo, that's a lot of papers.
Yeah, that is a lot of papers.
So you operate all those papers out of your office?
Yes, sir.
And where's your office located?
We are 832 South State Street in Frontier Plaza. A lot of people will find us in between the laundromat and German Insurance. We're right in the corner.
Right south of the hotel.
South of the hotel.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. Steve, what's your job at the paper?
Well, I'm reporter and editor. My favorite job is photographer, though.
You're the photographer.
I like to take the photos, yeah.
So, Jane, how about you? What's your...
I am the ad salesperson, basically, and then I am the general manager, which I take care of all. We have five employees at our office, and then we have three reporters, one in Green and two, one in Scott and one in Pike. So I do all the...
Covering all the news that's going on, and the papers all come out at the same time, once a week?
Right. On Wednesday, Calhoun and Pike are delivered, and on Thursday, Jersey, Green, and Scott are delivered.
I see. So how long have you...
That's a lot of papers.
How long have you, Steve, been in the newspaper business?
Oh, I've been in the newspaper business for almost 10 years now.
Wow, you started when you were 10. So you look like you're 20.
No, I graduated from SIUE in 2013, and started doing some stuff at The Advantage in Alton, and since then I've been
and I'm thrilled to have him.
Yeah.
Is he a go-getter?
Yes, he is.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jane, how long you been in the business?
Well, I started at the Telegraph, Alton Telegraph, in 1973.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was just four. I retired from there in 1996 and went to the Intelligencer for 3 years, and then I went to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, where I retired from there in 2018.
Jane, what do you... You've been in the business for a while.
Yes.
And Steve, you've been in it. Tell me, Jane, what do you love about the business?
The advertising is my thing. I like doing something. I just don't want to go into a client and say, you need this, you need this, you need this. I like to find out what they want, what will bring people to them, because it doesn't do any good if the ad is there, but it doesn't bring anyone in.
Exactly.
So I want to help them. I want to be their consultant.
You want to help them sell.
I want to help them sell.
That's right. And Steve, how about you?
Oh, I like the good news.
The good news?
The good news, yeah. I think there's a lot of times news gets caught up with the bad news, mm-hmm. but something about being so local and hyper-local is we get a chance to focus on a lot of good news, a lot of fun stuff, you know.
Okay, so if somebody out in the area locally, they come across a story, okay, they can call you up and
yeah,
and you'll listen?
Yeah, you can call our office at 618-498-1234.
Yeah, that's easy to remember.
Yeah.
And, like, what stories are you looking for?
Oh, right now, I mean, Veterans Day is coming up.
Right.
So, you know, we're looking at some veterans stuff, local veterans, stuff like that at the moment.
Just you saying that, I remember hearing a story from a veteran that served in World War II, and he was... behind enemy lines, he lost most of his buddies, and he escaped, and he got hooked up with a farmhouse in Germany, a family there, and he stayed with them, mm-hmm. and hid out with them until he could finally get with the U.S. troops. And I'm not kidding you, he passed away now, but when I heard that story, I was like crying. It was just so, he was just into it, and it was heartfelt. So if we got any stories like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's, see, that's an incredible story. But I mean, you'd probably be kind of surprised how many people are doing, like, some of the incredible things other people are doing. There's some local authors that just had a book that went number one bestseller international within like 48 hours.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of really awesome things happening here.
Yep. I always believe everybody's got a story.
Sure.
You do.
And Jane, what kind of circulation do we have of the papers? I mean, what are we covering?
Altogether, we have almost 15,000, all five counties. Edwardsville, we have 8,100. So we reach quite a few. Of course, Edwardsville is free. You receive it in your mailbox on Thursday. Jersey. You receive in your mailbox. All the other four are by subscription only.
I see.
But you can get an online subscription to Jersey for $35 a year. So you can get in and read all five of our newspapers for just $35.
Right. So when online, so how about your social media advertising?
It's okay. We're working on it. We just hired another reporter, Corey Davenport, who's got a lot of experience in that. So we're hoping to get our social media, bring it up quite a bit.
But yeah. You can go online for any of the papers.
Yes.
Yeah, at rivercountynews.com. You can click on the articles, and there's just like a digital flip through paper.
So if I want to see what's going on in Calhoun, which I looked at the last paper and my picture was in it.
Oh.
Yeah, we had the class reunion.
Yes.
At George's, and flipped it open. I was like, oh, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah.
And
all the ads are on there too. So if you didn't get your Sinclair paper with your Sinclair ad, then yeah, it's in there.
Yeah, the Sinclair people. Wow.
Aren't they wonderful?
Aren't they wonderful?
Yes.
You know, they work hard and promote all the local businesses.
They do.
You know, they are something else.
Yes.
They promote local.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got one of the biggest competitors right next door to them, too. But they hang in there and always hanged in there.
Yeah, Stan and his history knowledge is unreal.
Oh, my gosh. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
Love Stan. So what are the main features? And you guys can answer this. Both of you, what are the main features that a newspaper can provide for the people of the counties?
Well,
I think ours provide hyper-local news, specifically local news, in a way that a lot of other papers can't, because we're the only ones in Jersey and Calhoun and Greene running around, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't pick up, you can't turn on CNN and catch what's happening in Jersey County or Calhoun. We can. We provide that, and a lot of other places are not.
Yeah, and you can provide what's going on in the schools.
Right.
Sure.
Right. And like Calhoun, we do the lunches for the church, for the schools and the two other, there's five schools. So we do their lunches every week. Prairie Farms sponsors those. We have what's happening. If you have an event coming up, like the Nurses Association from the hospital has a luncheon every month, and so send those to Stephen, and we'll put those in our what's happening section. So if you got something coming up, let us know about it.
And you have the obituaries.
We have the obituaries. We have a lot of legal publications, claim notices. That's a big part of our info too. You have to have those. Legals in, you have to be a certified newspaper, which all five of our papers are certified newspapers.
I see. And then you have the what's going on in the police records.
Yes, sure. Court report.
Well, that's always interesting.
Yeah, people like to read that.
Yes. They don't like necessarily don't like, to be in it.
Yeah, they don't like to read their name in it, but they like
sometimes
to read it.
Sometimes they are.
Yes. How do you compete with all the other news outlets today?
I think as far as the news side, we try to stay local.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for us. That's what's most important for us and our reporters.
And you throw a little national stuff in there.
We
will. Weekly.
We want to localize some stuff, or if something big is happening next door, then people around here are interested in it. But that's what we try to do on the news side.
And the thing that you can do is add the pictures, the photos.
Sure.
The photos, you know, a picture is worth how many
a
words?
A thousand.
A thousand. Yeah, that's what I hear. A thousand words. Yeah. A thousand words. So, you know, and those pictures, you know, you cut out that picture and that article, and how many scrapbooks are out there with photos and pictures? I mean, it is really special to have those. I mean, Brenda has kept a scrapbook of us in our lifetime with the kids and the businesses, et cetera, and it's fun to look through it and read the articles.
Well, we do looking backs and stuff. It's fun to flip through those 100-year-old papers and see what was happening and looking back. Yeah.
So, appreciate you guys. Do you have anything else you want to talk about today?
No, we just had our Halloween contest, a coloring contest for children under age 12. We had lots of wonderful colorings brought in.
Yeah.
And we had 4 sponsors from the community here, and it was a lot of fun. So thank you to all the kids that colored for us. They were wonderful.
Yes. What do you want to say to the sponsors out there that are here in this program this morning?
Thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
We couldn't do it without our sponsors.
No. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it. We plan on WJBM and the paper plan on working together in the future to help each other
like
out.
That a lot.
We want to work as a team. It's a win-win for us.
Yeah.
And we're excited about it.
So are we.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.